Hello everyone, this is a new episode of Cricket Chatter. Today we are going to discuss not two but three matches actually. Hum baat karne wale hain do matches jo kal hui thi, Mumbai versus Rajasthan in Delhi and Delhi versus Kolkata in Ahmedabad aur aaj raat ki match Punjab versus Bangalore ki. Now starting with the day game from yesterday, Mumbai aur Rajasthan ki. Mumbai won as was a little expected. But what went wrong for Rajasthan yesterday and what went right for Mumbai yesterday?
It was a very smooth win for Mumbai. And as we discussed, Parth and I appear stupid on the show right now with that prediction. Oh, but before I dive into that, I want to like just say that Parth was very, very precise on his predictions yesterday. Prithvi Shaw it was safe to say because he's already been in touch. But then when Parth chose Quinton de Kock, it was pretty random and correctly, Quinton de Kock was the champion player. So, congratulations on the predictions.
Thank you.
But, you couldn't get the team right, but you got the player.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you also got the team, the second game, Delhi, right? Coming to the first game. See, thing is, yeah, even though Mumbai won comfortably, I'm still going to back a team like Rajasthan Royals. I'm seeing a lot of positives, actually. Like, many people are, criticizing the team, saying their, playoffs is a dream for them. They seem broken. Their form is not right. Consistency is a problem. They don't have a good bench strength. Yeah, I've been hearing all that. I've been taking consideration of all that. But I still see in their side. Because, weird things have happened in the past seasons, right? Because in 2010 IPL, right, I think the first seven games of CSK, they lost the first six games. So, and still they bounced back and they won the cup, which is miraculous. And even last year with Punjab, right, they lost their first five games and then they won their next five games and they were almost close to qualifying. So, so I think weird things have happened. So I'm still not losing hope on, obviously winning the cup for Rajasthan might be close to impossible. But I would feel that, the fourth position, it's just going to be a tie between, because I think Rajasthan has more potential than KKR or Punjab or an SRH, right? I think it's going to be a thing between a Mumbai Indians and Rajasthan Royals, who's going to like come on fourth. The reason why I'm backing Rajasthan Royals so much is that if you look at their current bench, I think the players, they have a very deep batting order. Yes, you could change someone like a Parag who's not been clicking, you should get another spinner. There are small things like that you could work around, but ultimately I think each one, and now with the addition of Jaiswal, he's been looking good. He's been giving the company to Butler and Samson, which they didn't have with Manan Vora. And you see Butler is doing good, Samson is doing good. Shivam Dubey, yes, he should attack more, and he's playing very slowly. But you know what he can do. He can hit the big shots. And yesterday, towards the end, he kind of played a little aggressively. But yeah, he can work on that. Tevate, you know what he can do. I feel there is a Tevate innings coming soon. Let's hope for that. Morris also, he's a finisher and he has proved that. And so I think if Shreyas Gopal comes in for Parag, it can also, if Shreyas Gopal can come, and it also promote Morris up the order, and Gopal can come after him. So Gopal can tell Morris, don't worry, there is someone, I have your, even if you get out, I'm also there. Because he can do something with the bat. So that he can take the load of Morris in that sense. So I think that is what I would change in Rajasthan, and feel that if they work on their spinners, to get a Gopal, or even someone like a KC Kariappa, who's not a bad leg spinner, they could probably, and I seriously, think that there is a chance of them qualifying if they work really hard.
Right.
Yeah, even I feel the same. Rajasthan are definitely looking much, better, much stronger than certain sides right now. But if we speak about yesterday, I feel they didn't really do much wrong. I feel they played good cricket in both innings. It's just that they didn't do enough in the batting. I feel agar Josh Butler ya fir Sanju Samson, yeah, Jaiswal or Dubey, mein se, someone would have hit a 50 and taken it further to a 70 or a 80. Then we would have seen a much greater score, but all of them got prematurely out in the 40s or the 30s. They couldn't convert their innings into a big one. Otherwise, we could have seen a 190 on that pitch easily, which is what Mumbai did with their batting. De Kock was there for the major part, and he was not out actually. So, you know, he hit that big innings, took it beyond 50, and he basically won them the game. So I feel RR didn't do much wrong. They just couldn't, you know, get that batting innings, a big innings in the first innings. And I feel one thing that confused me about Mumbai was why they bought in a Nathan Coulter instead of a Ishan Kishan. I feel they could have easily replaced Jayant Yadav and bought in Nathan Coulter because Jayant Yadav felt a bit, you know, his role felt a bit pointless to me in yesterday's game. And for Ishan Kishan, at least they would have had an extra batsman because here Krunal Pandya comes at four. And yes, he did play good yesterday, but he's always, you know, that kind of an on-off player who you never know if he'll perform or not. So yesterday it worked, but I think going ahead, they definitely should add an extra batsman. If Ishan Kishan or not, it doesn't matter, but some extra batsman at that position.
Also, I feel like the pattern we've seen at more of these pitches, like we also seen this in the test between India-England. Here, it's like whoever wins the toss has a greater chance of winning. Yes, I mean, CSK SRH is the only option of where SRH messed up the toss. But but otherwise, we've seen that, you know, teams winning the toss are having advantage and they're winning the match easily. So here, I feel like like you said, Rajasthan didn't do much wrong. They played good cricket, but they were just unlucky because they didn't win the toss. I mean, I would just look at that. But I think Mumbai also, they were better than the previous games. And and hopefully they'll continue this momentum.
Yeah, this is rather interesting. I think another thing we need to talk about is pure match mein total mein 7 wicket gire hain. So I think for both sides, wicket taking, especially in the power play, I think is a huge issue. Another bowling performance from Mumbai where they couldn't get a wicket in the power play. So is it the pacers who are not firing? Is it the spinners who weren't doing well on this pitch? Because Rahul Chahar got 2 wickets. But on the other hand, Tevatia and Jayant Yadav were tonged. So ye kya farak aa raha hai? Wickets lene ka kya funda hai jo crack nahi ho pa raha dono teams se?
I think for Rajasthan is, no, for Mumbai, when Mumbai was bowling to Rajasthan, I think that is that the reason why they played Shivam Dubey, they slowed down the innings, is because they were just being very careful. Like they don't, for that, the reason they played slow because they didn't want to take risks and they didn't want to lose wickets. I mean, which is a good idea. I mean, after Butler got out and after Jaiswal also got out, I think when Dubey came in, they were very, very conservative, which is pretty good. But you can't be like, you know, you have to even, because I think yesterday 200 or at least 190 seemed possible at one stage. And I think Shivam Dubey, you know, yeah, you could blame him for slowing down. And even Rehan Parag, who seemed to struggle in the end when he came after Samson got out. So, yeah, I think they were just playing conservative, Rajasthan. But Mumbai Indians, I think they didn't have, even De Kock's innings, like a very good 70. It was not his usual inning. I mean, usually he's a very striking batsman and he attacks like from ball one. But this time he was playing it slow, and because he knew that there isn't a, you know, a big you know, rush, right? And that's the reason why they took it till I think the second last over. So I think they were just playing. Mumbai was just playing carefully, and even Rajasthan, they were just afraid of losing wickets.
In terms of bowling, Mumbai Indians have struggled, I think, throughout this tournament to get wickets in the power play, because generally, agar aap dekhe to, it's been their third bowler, something like a Mitchell McLenaghan or last year James Pattinson, who gets them that good start in the power play. This year, Bolt has tried to do so, but I think sometimes he hasn't clicked, and jab he has, so he's been unlucky where some of his maybe catches have fallen short of fielders, or, you know, he's just not been able to get the wicket. So yeah, the third pacer, you know, they've been missing him. Bumrah isn't known for taking wickets in the power play, just like Rabada. His speciality is the death overs. So that's where they've struggled. RR, I feel, they've not struggled that much in the other games, but yesterday I feel the pitch was also not really helping them in the second innings, and they don't have the bowlers who bowl fiery spells up front in the power play. They've got Sakarya and Unadkat, who generally prefer the cutters, so you know they don't get much swing as well in those first six overs. So that's where probably they struggled in yesterday's game, because they didn't have, I guess, some, except Morris, they didn't have a proper pacer who could swing the ball up front and trouble the batsman.
This is actually a very huge issue that is plaguing both teams right now, because Rajasthan right now is one of the lowest wicket takers of the season overall also. So I think that is, I think the pitch also wasn't doing much. Now, moving on to our next match of the day, which was a little more one-sided, you could say, but also had another very strong opening partnership. We move on to the Delhi versus Kolkata match in Ahmedabad. Once again, the same issues in the Kolkata middle order, where Morgan and Narayan did not fire. But Shubman Gill did fire. So what do you make of this situation? What do you make of this batting order right now?
See, as I mentioned, when I picked KKR as my team, I also, that's the reason why I picked Morgan also as my captain, because like right now we've seen in the previous game of KKR where when Morgan led from the front, they won. So that's why if I was looking at KKR winning, I was also looking at a good innings from Morgan. And the fact that, you know, he got out, I think, for a duck, it just shows that, like, it just says something, right? So, and yeah, I mean, as you said, the KKR's are now dependent on, yesterday it was just dependent on one person, which is Russell. But generally, it is dependent on the middle order. And I think the problem with KKR is they easily throw away wickets. And as I mentioned, firstly, Sunil Narayan, you know, in the top order is not working out. I mean, I think he should just come in the lower order. And, Rana, see, I think Rana and Gill, they get to good starts. But then they throw away because of the shot where Rana hit a four, I think, of Akshar Patel's ball. And then he came down the track for another shot. I mean, which was very, very unnecessary in that. So I think they should be more careful playing those things. And even Morgan, right, when a wicket was fallen, he again tried for a, he just, you know, swung the bat and tried for a big shot and got out. So, you know, we should, like, you know, work on this. And but yeah, it was good to see Russell back in form. And same thing I would say with KKR also. Like, you know, if they work on, you know, on these gaps they have, they could qualify. But I'm still concerned about their bowling. Like, you saw their bowling, they didn't seem up to the mark. And Mavi, like, you know, you saw how Shaw kind of destroyed Shivam Mavi in the first over. So yeah, I think the bowling has been a concern. But batting, even though it's not consistent, I think it is a plus point in their team. Yeah.
Very interestingly, they had 3.5 overs left, Delhi Capitals, in their innings. Once Prasidh would have finished his over, say if he had, there's no other bowler. Only Shivam Mavi has 3 overs left. So I think they also hoarded their bowlers in a very awkward way. They basically backed themselves into a corner with how they bowled. I think they were looking at Russell coming in bowling those last 2 overs, but never felt like they had a plan in the bowling.
One problem with their batting has been that except the first game, the top three two of the top three haven't fired together. In the first game, Rana and Tripathi did, but uske baad, it's either been Rana or it's either been Tripathi, or if we see yesterday, then it's only been Gill. So that's one thing. If you've given these youngsters the most three important batting positions in a T20 game, then you probably expect them, at least two of them, to fire, but that's not happened for them. And then we've been talking about Morgan, who I think if he wants to play, you know, the big shots from ball one, then I think he should demote himself in the order and let Russell come above him, because we're now seeing glimpses of Russell finally getting into form. And if he gets more balls, then he can, you know, win them those games. And then Morgan can come in later and start hitting the big shots from ball one, and then no one will blame him that much. And again, Narin also, I agree with Awan, he just feels very out of place at number four. It just doesn't make much sense to play him there. So I'd still either open with him, which they don't seem to be thinking about, or I'll play him at number seven. that's just makes much more sense to me. And I agree with Varun that they've been repeating the same mistakes again and again, and it's been a bit frustrating to see that they're not, that they can't see the things that, you know, we can. So, and now I've been defending Morgan so far and his captaincy, but yeah, I think now, you know, even I'm starting to question it.
Very interesting. And yeah, now we are around midway around the tournament. It does seem like you have to start asking these very pivotal questions when you are, you know, hovering around that 5-7 part, you know, the teams being Kolkata, Punjab and Rajasthan. Speaking of batting not firing, we'll focus on batting firing indeed. How different were Prithvi and Shikhar's innings yesterday? And what do you... Like, I think every batsman who got runs yesterday from Delhi had a strike rate of exactly 200, except Shikhar Dhawan, who had a little below 100. Hmm. Now, what do you make of Shikhar's innings? Is it a genius innings, or was he genuinely struggling? What do you make of it?
Because the first over itself, you know, Shaw was like, dude, I'm going to do all the work today. So I think Shikhar just wanted to let him do that. So this is, I think this is similar to the Virat Kohli and Padikkal innings, right? You know, just giving the person in form, person in touch the strike. So I think he's definitely not struggling. Even a 46 wasn't, it wasn't bad in any respect. So I think it was just giving Shaw the strike. Definitely not. I obviously, you know what, I think both are actually attacking. The reason why it was surprising is because both are very attacking batsmen. So, Shikhar Dhawan keeping quiet and letting the other person go is not something we see often. So, I think that's why people, you know, it appears as if he's struggling. But I feel that he just wanted Shaw to finish it single-handedly.
Yeah, I think, you know, Prithvi Shaw just bats like a bully. He just gets on top of the bowlers. If he scores one boundary, definitely go for another boundary in probably the next two balls. And he, you know, now it's scary because he's in the form that he almost gets that boundary and doesn't get out. So, I mean, amazing innings by him yesterday. I remember I was working on my laptop last night, and after the first over, I looked up and I saw ki yaar chhe chauke maar diye. I didn't even realize that he'd already scored 24 runs. So, yeah, I mean, amazing stuff from him. And I think, yeah, Dhawan, I was going to give the Padikkal Kohli example where he didn't have to do much. He just had to keep his wicket so that Prithvi Shaw could, you know, continue to play his shots. And, yeah, I would have liked if Pant would have finished the innings, but it didn't really matter yesterday. They easily won the game. So, and they just dominated the batting side of the game yesterday.
Yeah. Also, if you look at the first over where Shaw hit 4-4, I think, I'm not sure, I think this is how I saw it, but apparently when he hit the first four, I think there was an exchange of words between Mavi and Shaw. I think Mavi kind of like just like hit him with the shoulder or something like that. You know, I think, you know, Shaw kind of looked at him. He was not too happy with him. So I think it was just Shaw's way of responding to that and predetermining that, you know, I'm going to smash this guy. Every ball is going to be a bounty. I think he predetermined that and he just wanted to make a statement. So I think that's one thing I want to say.
Speaking of the bowling side of things, Delhi ke aap gendbaz dekhein, to kal Stoinis ne wicket li hai. Lalit Yadav jo inke young bowler hai nahe, unhone do wicket liye. Unka I think best bowling performance tha kal Delhi ke camp mein se. Avesh Khan aur Akshar bhi achhi bowling kar rahe hain. So I think they will be very happy to have these young bowlers striking. But Ishant and Rabada not striking as much. Rabada is not looking as formidable in the death overs as he once used to. Same with Ishant. He's not swinging the ball with the same ferocity that he used to early on. Ye kya iske piche koi reason hai? Kya ye pitch ki baat thi? Ya ye aaj ek din ki match hai? Kyunki Ishant ki first jo match thi IPL ki Bangalore ke samne kafi achhi thi, but ab kya ho raha hai Ishant aur Rabada pe? Kya pressure bahut zyada hai ya pitch ki baat thi ya kuch aur hai?
Well, I think, you know, as you said, I was about to give the example of how Ishant was very, very good in, you know, in the first match he played. But yeah, this, I think, yeah, Rabada, I don't know, it's surprising that, you know, he's he's not, because he's a last year's purple cap holder, and he's been going for a lot of runs. So it, I don't, it either might be, you know, not using him well, or you know, not using him the way he should, way Punch should, or he just doesn't seem in form. It has to be only one of these two. Second, in like Ishan Sharma, yeah, I mean, I think Ishan Sharma, as you said, is just a one-off thing, because probably the pitch didn't help him as much as it did before. Because the first match he played, that over with RCB, you know, that over, the over where he got, but the wicket made an over, was like a treat to watch the whole over. I mean, in terms of the bowling, right? It was great bowling and the great over. So yeah, I think probably the pitch didn't help him. But you see other bowlers, like Avesh Khan was phenomenal, for in my opinion, yesterday. And I think he's won. He's not been talked about as much as I would say Harshal Patel is talked about, or even the Chetan Zakaria is talked about. I think Avesh Khan is equally, you know, brilliant. I think he's number two on the purple cap list, right? And he seems like phenomenal. And I think if he continues his form, he can get somewhere, is what I feel.
I think he's been very, Avesh Khan has been very underrated, and for some reason people are not speaking about him, but he's been their strike bowler, their go-to bowler. You know, every time when they've wanted wickets, he's actually been the one who's given them the breakthrough. So that's been very impressive and interesting to watch. I think Lalit Yadav also has been another guy who's been, we saw him finish one game with the bat. We saw him bowl good yesterday, and I remember one more match before he got replaced, he actually bowled well as well. So he's also been delivering that same all-round performance like Akshar Patel. So they've gotten some really good value out of him as well. In terms of Rabada and Ishant, I think Ishant and Rabada probably had an off day, and Rabada's probably going through a phase where, you know, every bowler goes through that phase where they just can't seem to find wickets. And I mean, we still know that Rabada is world class. The good thing for Delhi is that they know that they have these world class players, and even though they may not be delivering, at least their other players are, and that'll probably bring the best out of Rabada in the matches that come up ahead.
Very, very interesting points that you guys have brought up. Now, I think with this, we can wrap up our post-match analysis for yesterday and move on to our pre-match analysis for tonight's game between Punjab and RCB.
Welcome back to Cricket Chatter. It's now time we talk about tonight's game. It's, you could in a way say it's a Karnataka derby. Or RCB versus the ex-RCB players. But yeah, it's RCB versus Punjab. And to be fair to Punjab, they've actually had an upper hand on RCB in the recent times. So it'll be interesting to watch, you know, how this Punjab side, who's actually, you know, been struggling, for a lack of a better word, against a much dominant RCB side. And both teams are very explosive team, so I think it's going to be a great contest. What do you guys think about the game?
To be honest, it's not good. I don't think it's going to be an interesting, I mean, yeah, given the fact that Punjab has a good record, you never know what could happen, but, and it's also IPL, so you never know, like, literally what can happen. But on the other hand, I think it's a very you know, very one, it's, I feel it's going to be a very one-sided game, because one team is like, looks pretty weak, and one team looks extremely strong. So I mean, it's yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to see good performances by both the sides, but I'm not going to, I feel that I feel that RCB is going to have a comfortable win.
Interesting, very interesting, because mere hisab se jo strike bowler hai RCB ke Yuzvinder Chahal, unka jo record hai KL Rahul aur Mayank Agarwal ke samne, it's not the best of records. Plus KL Rahul in general has his best record against RCB. And even if you look at the previous match jo RCB ne khela Delhi ke samne, they were this close to losing that match. And that is after that sandstorm in Ahmedabad helped them avoid the dew factor in the chase, in the defending. And on the other hand, Punjab ko ab dekhiye, to Punjab ki team ab actually shape mein aane lagi hai. Ab wo dekhne lage ki Arshdeep, Mohammad Shami, Moises aur Chris Jordan aur Riley Meredith koi ek aa sakta hai, unki batting ab fire kar rahi hai. So I am still leaning towards RCB, but I'm not as clear-cut sure as Avan is.
Yeah, let's go into talking about their squads for tonight's game. Since this is a pitch where we've seen fast bowlers, you know, have an upper hand over the spinners, do you think we might get to see someone like a Riley Meredith or a Jai Richardson back into that Punjab squad? Or would they probably think about maybe bringing in David Malan to make their batting stronger? Because otherwise, KL Rahul has to play that anchor role, which, you know, we know is not really working for the team. And with RCB as well, who do you guys think, you know, do you guys think they'll change their team? Because they seem to have cracked a good 11. So what do you guys think?
If I thought Malan was not available, but if he's there, I think he definitely should come. I mean, I'm surprised why they have not been using him. And if he's coming, I think, you know, it's best he comes for a Puran.
Yeah.
I don't think he's click. But yeah, in last game, he had got a good 19. But no, that doesn't help the team. So I think Malan would be a good addition for them. I don't think, you know, I don't think there should be any other changes. I think this is the one change they should just look for. Otherwise, I think RCB is perfect the way they are because they are going well. I think, yeah, one change for Punjab was going to be Malan coming in. But I don't know who to take off. I think the only person I can remove is Shah Rukh Khan, which I won't do because he's in good form. But I would want to see Sarfraz Khan also play. I mean, I think he's a very good player, right? So he's also there in Punjab. So I'd want to see him play. But otherwise, this team looks good with the addition of Jordan. I think, you know, it looks a pretty strong team. But the reason why I was very, very, I was sure, and I'm pretty sure that RCB is going to win is just that, you know, they are, you know, it's just they're extra powerful, right? Even I don't think even however strong Punjab can be. I mean, yeah, they did beat Mumbai Indians. I'm not saying that they're pretty weak, but I don't think they hold a chance against this year's RCB.
Interesting. Now, I think mere hisab se Punjab against RCB is very interesting. Aap RCB ke aap batting lineup ko dekhiye. तो पर्टिकल की एक सेंचुरी छोड़ के बड़ी पारियां नहीं आई पर्टिकल से विराट कोहली से एक वही मैच में बड़ी पारी आई थी उसके बाद बड़ी पारी नहीं आई है छोटी छोटी पारियां खेल रहे हैं रजत पाटीदार एक बड़ा क्वेश्चन मार्क है तो जो उनका जो बैटिंग है एबीडी विलियर्स के इर्द गिर्द अभी चल रही है और बात यह है कि एबीडी विलियर्स इज नॉट वेरी गुड अगेंस्ट ए लेग स्पिन Yeah. And B, left arm bowlers that are bowling Yorkers at an angle in the death overs. अब आप देखिए तो एक तरफ अर्शदीप सिंह है जो अपने लेफ्ट आर्म बोलिंग से थोड़ा तकलीफ दे सकते हैं दूसरी तरफ रवि बिश्नोई अच्छे फॉर्म में चल रहे हैं तो वो क्रूशल होंगे रवि बिश्नोई के साथ देर इज ऑल्सो अ वेरी स्लाइट पॉसिबिलिटी दैट मुरुगन अश्विन गेट्स अ चांस प्योरली ऑन द प्रिंसिपल के वो एक लेग स्पिनर है
लेग स्पिन
तो एक आई थिंक विद द बोलिंग दे कैन डू अ लॉट अगेन जैसा अवान ने बोला उससे तो मैं अग्री करना ही चाहूंगा निकोलस पूरन को अब कुछ चांसेस मिल चुके हैं और वो परफॉर्म नहीं कर पाए अब 6 चांसेस मिल चुके हैं तो आई थिंक अब टाइम आ गया है डेविड मलान को देखने का ऑन द अदर हैंड एक आप एक पेसर ले रहे हो क्रिस जॉर्डन या राइली मेरिडिथ में से एक मोइज़ेस एनरिक्स को आप ले रहे हो जिनका प्रदर्शन बहुत छोटा था एक ही ओवर डाला था 5 रन के बट एक विकेट भी ली थी पिछले मैच में तो आई थिंक नाउ यू ऑल्सो नीड टू स्टार्ट लुकिंग एट होनिंग मोइज़ेस बोलिंग rather than just his batting. Chris Gayle, I think, वहीं के वहीं टट्टर ही खड़े रहेंगे कि वो आखिरकार है यूनिवर्स बॉस बट आई थिंक रवि बिश्नोई और मुरुगन अश्विन अगर दोनों टीम में होंगे आज तो काफी इंटरेस्टिंग डायनामिक बैठ सकता है ओनली इशू वुड बी देन दैट यू माइट हैव टू टेक एन ऑलराउंडर और अ बैट्समैन आउट टू लेट मुरुगन अश्विन इन सो आई थिंक दैट वुड बी अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग डिसीजन दैट दे विल हैव टू मेक
या आई हैड अ प्रोपोजिशन for that batting lineup for Punjab, I would say they could play KL Rahul and open with Gayle so that KL Rahul can maybe take his time and Gayle can fire at the opposite end. And then maybe a Mayank Agarwal could come followed by someone like a David Malan and then Deepak Hooda and Shah Rukh Khan come in. So do you guys think that's better? Because I feel now if Gayle fires, then KL Rahul can easily play that anchor role that he wishes to do so. And So I feel he becomes much more comfortable in that situation.
Yes, yes, I completely agree with that. I mean, I wanted to see, because we saw against Mumbai Indians how it's like Gale and Rahul, you know, easily won the match for Punjab. So yeah, I think Gale and Rahul would be a good pair. But I think Rahul being the captain, I think he trusts Agarwal more because they played together for a longer time. I think that's the only reason, I guess. And but yeah, I would love to see Gale and KL open as well.
Yeah, true. And right now, अगर आप देखिए तो आपको टॉप फोर को देखिए, डेविड मलान हो या पूरन हो, बट केएल राहुल, मयंक अग्रवाल, क्रिस गेल, निकोलस पूरन या डेविड मलान. अब आप इन चार को देखिए तो ये चार कोई भी ऑर्डर में आ सकते हैं. आई थिंक गेल, मयंक और राहुल तीनों ओपनर्स रह चुके अपने टाइम में और तीनों नंबर थ्री पे भी खेल चुके अपने टाइम पे, तो वो एक आपके पास एक फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी है. और ये चार का होना क्या करता है कि दीपक हुडा और शाहरुख खान जैसे यंग इंडियन बैट्समैन पे प्रेशर थोड़ा ईज कर देता है. जैसे हमने देखा कि हुडा और शाहरुख ज्यादा फ्रीली खेल पा रहे हैं बिकॉज ऑफ द स्टेबिलिटी दैट दिस इज प्रोवाइडिंग. आई थिंक द बिगर क्वेश्चन टुडे फॉर पंजाब इज, एज आई ऑलरेडी सेड, कि वो बॉलिंग में कैसे वो अपने फिफ्थ और सिक्स्थ ऑप्शंस को यूज करेंगे, क्योंकि अभी इनके पास चार प्योर बॉलर्स हैं, राइली मेरेडिथ हो या क्रिस जॉर्डन हो, कोई भी एक, रवि बिश्नोई, मोहम्मद और अर्शदीप. अब वो फिफ्थ बॉलर लेना चाहते हैं या एक बॉलिंग ऑलराउंडर लेना चाहते हैं, एक बैटिंग ऑलराउंडर मोहित जैसा लेना चाहते हैं. I think that is the question mark that once Punjab can answer, they can figure out their bowling. And once your bowling has been figured out, toh aapki batting ke upar pressure 10% to 20% ease ho sakta hai.
Yeah, I agree, because abhi if you see, Punjab has the worst or the lowest amount of wickets taken in the death overs. And we know ki guys like De Villiers and Maxwell, they've been the most dangerous players in that time. So I feel they would want to bring someone like a, I don't know, Meredith and Jai haven't looked that great in the death overs, but they still would want to bring them just so that Shami has some confidence that he's got players around him. Now I guess we can move on to, you know, you guys, what do you guys think about who will be the Cricket Chatter champion player of the day and which team do you think will have the upper hand? I think we know, but still.
Yeah, I'm going with RCB, but my Cricket Chatter champion player, I'm going with Chris Gayle, because last few seasons we've seen Chris Gayle loves to play against RCB. It I think, you know, he just wants to prove you know, prove RCB's management wrong for letting him go in the auction. So yeah, I've always seen good, great innings by Gayle against RCB. So I'm going with Chris Gayle as my Cricket Chatter champion player of the match.
Interesting. Now I have to agree with Awan, player, team wise, I think mere liye bhi RCB ek zyada full squad lag rahe hain. Aap unki bowling dekhiye to I think wo Harshal Patel ka jo aakhri over tha Chennai ke samne, I think uske siwa unki bowling us match mein kafi solid thi. Mohammad Siraj khul ke aa rahe hain, Kyle Jameson mein ab confidence badhta hua dikh raha hai. I think RCB ke niggles jo the, jo issues the, ab wo sare इन ऑर्डर आ गए हैं. अगर मैं एक प्लेयर की बात करूं तो इट्स अ लिटिल टफ एंड दिस विल बी अ लिटिल कंट्रोवर्शियल सिंस ही इज अ प्योर बॉलर, बट मोहम्मद सिराज, आई थिंक द पास्ट कपल ऑफ मैचेस, इवन इफ अगर उनके जो फिगर्स हो वो शायद रिफ्लेक्ट ना करते हो, मे बी इज नॉट टेकन थ्री फर्स और फाइव फर्स, बट उनका जो स्विंग आ रहा है, पेस आ रहा है, जो मूवमेंट आ रहा है, जो कॉन्फिडेंस है उनका, ही हैज स्टार्टेड टू नाउ बोल वाइड आउटसाइड द ऑफ स्टंप, परफेक्ट यॉर्कर्स आ रहे हैं. आई थिंक जो सैनी से 2020 के सीजन में चाहिए था आरसीबी को, वो भी 2021 में मोहम्मद सिराज से मिल रहा है. एंड मोहम्मद सिराज इज ऑल्सो यूजिंग हिज एक्सपीरियंस फ्रॉम द ऑस्ट्रेलिया टूर हियर, विच इज जस्ट प्रीटी ग्रेट टू सी एक्चुअली. तो आई थिंक मोहम्मद सिराज इज माय क्रिकेट चैटर चैंपियन प्लेयर ऑफ द डे, एंड अ रेयरिटी कि मैं बॉलर को चुन रहा हूँ.
Yeah, it's very rare that we choose bowlers, but I think this battle itself between Siraj and Gale would also be very interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Siraj likes to swing and bowl the short balls, and Gale has struggled in the past against both of them. So it's going to be interesting. So let's see how tonight match unfolds, and we'll meet you guys tomorrow. To everyone listening, please follow our podcast on whatever platform you're listening. If you like our podcast, and share our podcast with your fellow cricket enthusiasts. And thank you for listening, guys.